Welcome to the Deep Dive. We take your sources, break them down, and pull out what you really need to know. And wow, what a week for U.S. tech. We've got the government buying into Intel, Google's massive hardware play, and even signs of the internet itself maybe fragmenting. Our mission, as always, is to cut through that noise, find those aha moments, and explain why these huge shifts actually matter to you. All right, let's dive in. So, first up, this huge headline. The U.S. government taking, 10% equity stake in Intel? Using the CHIPS Act money, that's between, like, $8.9 and $10 billion. This feels different than just giving out grants, doesn't it? What's the real thinking here?
Oh, it's fundamentally different. You're right. It changes the whole relationship. The government isn't just a benefactor anymore. It's a shareholder. That means shared risk, you know. They're invested in Intel doing well long term, not just hitting some manufacturing target.
Right. So it's less like funding and more like investing.
Right. Exactly. Their returns are tied to Intel's success. And okay, officials say no board seat, no direct meddling, but it still kind of signals this too big to fail idea for a key national security piece. Semiconductors are just that critical now. And you saw the market react, right? Intel stock popped up over 5%.
Okay, so the government's making strategic moves, but the tech giants aren't standing still either. Google seems to be making an equally bold play with its hardware. And here's where I thought it got really interesting. The new Tensor G5 chip for the Pixel 10 phones. It's being made by TSMC now, not Samsung. Why is that specific change such a big deal?
Yeah, the TSMC shift is huge. It's Google basically saying, okay, we're serious about controlling our own destiny here, building that full vertical stack, kind of like Apple.
Owning the whole process, chip to software?
Pretty much. They want control over their custom silicon to really tune it for performance, especially for AI. And the claims for this G5 are, well, ambitious. Up to 60% faster TPU for AI stuff, 34% faster CPU. That's a massive jump, not just, you know, tweaking things.
So they're doubling down on AI being powered by their specific hardware.
Exactly. And they're not just playing at the high end. They're bringing features down market too. That baseline Pixel 10, the $799 one, getting a triple camera with a telephoto lens for the first time.
Oh, wow. That used to be a pro-only feature, right?
Absolutely. So they're really squeezing that premium mid-range segment, making it harder to justify spending way more just for a better camera.
Okay, so big hardware battles. Let's switch gears a bit to content and software. Gaming had some moments at Gamescom. Hollow Knight, Silksong, finally.
Finally is right, September 4th, 2025. And day one on Game Pass, which is great news for subscribers.
And then you have Call of Duty, Black Ops 7 Detailed 2 coming in November. It really feels like two different sides of the gaming coin.
It totally does. It's that dual engine thing, right? You've got these massive, culturally huge indies like Silksong that build incredible hype and, frankly, platform value. And then the giant AAA franchises like COD that just drive enormous revenue and keep the commercial side humming. You need both, really.
Makes sense. And speaking of platforms, the operating systems are evolving too. Apple's pushing this liquid glass look in iOS 26 and macOS Tahoe. Android 16's got these minor SDK versions. What's the strategy behind these moves?
Well, Apple's liquid glass with those sort of rounded see-through elements, it looks nice, sure, but it's also about getting everyone used to the look and feel of Vision OS and, you know, spatial computing.
Subtly prepping us for AR glasses down the line.
Kind of feels like it, yeah. Getting the visual language familiar across billions of devices. And for Android, those minor SDK versions are actually a really big deal for developers. It means Google can push out new features and tools way faster outside of just the big annual Android release. Makes Android feel much more nimble, more competitive.
Okay, interesting. Now let's touch on the messier side of things, regulations. Blueski, the decentralized social media platform, just blocked Mississippi entirely.
Yeah, they basically said they couldn't comply with the state's new age verification law.
Yeah.
It highlights this risk of a patchwork internet just inside the U.S.
Where different states have totally different rules online.
Exactly. And this raises a really important question. How are smaller companies, startups, supposed to handle this? If you have to comply with 50 different, maybe conflicting state laws.
Yeah. That sounds like a nightmare. Could really stifle innovation if you're not huge.
It potentially could. Though on the other side of the regulatory coin, there was some good news for privacy folks, maybe. The UK government reportedly backed down on forcing Apple to create encryption backdoors.
Ah, okay. So a bit of a mixed bag there. But one thing that keeps pushing forward relentlessly is AI.
Definitely. Google's talking about a 33x drop in energy costs for its AI queries, which is huge for sustainability and scale.
And Apple might license Google's Gemini AI for Siri. That's fascinating.
It really is. It shows how foundational AI is becoming. Even rivals might need to partner up. It's just weaving into everything.
So let's try and wrap this up. What does all this mean for you listening right now? We've seen the ground shift this week. Governments becoming tech investors.
Mm-hmm. Tech giants battling for total control with their hardware.
And regulations starting to build new digital walls, even within countries. These aren't just news items. They're changing the tech you use every day, your choices, the rules of your digital life. So here's something to chew on. In this world where tech infrastructure is national security, where everyone wants to own their whole stack and states are carving up the internet, what happens to open innovation? And how much control do you really have left in all this?